Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, Rebecca. My name is Paul Kokas. I ordered the Enterprise D kit, build your own Enterprise D kit, back on April 7th, and it has yet to ship. So I'd like to find out what's going on with that.
Okay. And then did your last name start with a C?
C, yeah.
Okay.
COTUS.
Thank you. And then what is your zip code?
98370.
98370. 1 second. There you are. And then can you verify the address, Paul?
Yeah, 13261 Sunday Valley Lane Northeast, Paulsboro, Washington, 98370.
Okay. So I'm showing that. So did you receive your first set of issues?
No, I haven't received anything yet. I got a tracking number a while ago, but if you go to the tracking number, it says it's still waiting to be delivered to the post office.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and reship your first set. Bear with me just a moment.
Sure.
We've recently relocated to a new warehouse, and there have been some growing pains, but that's why we have a liberal reship policy.
Okay. So I don't mean to be a jerk because you're being great, but I'm hoping once I get started on this, I can expect better than this.
Oh, I would assume so. We literally just relocated our warehouse from Pennsylvania to Indiana, finishing up at the end of April. So now that we've done this, and we've worked out a lot of the kinks, what was happening is our third-party shipper was not providing updated tracking information back to the warehouse. So it was messing everybody up. But we have seen the problem. The main issue that we're having now is the people whose orders that went out before that problem was, because a lot of people, even though your tracking's not updated, they're still you're still receiving the packages. You know what I mean? Like, we don't.
Yeah, no, I get that. But it seems like it's been a while now.
Right.
I mean, it was April 7th that I put the order in.
Oh, yeah. If it had shipped any later, you know, I have to wait at least 2 weeks before I can reship something. But if you don't have an update on your tracking or something doesn't arrive within 2 weeks, definitely give us a call. This is not typically the norm, but the pandemic has really affected the U.S. Postal Service. And
we can't
find a carrier that is inexpensive enough that we don't have to drastically raise the prices on the issues and that honestly has room or time for us. UPS has better things to do on a lot of, like, it's crazy. It's a crazy world
now. That is true. Everybody's having shipping problems. No, I appreciate your willingness to reship. I just felt like I'd waited long enough.
Well, we definitely want you to have what you pay for, but I want you to know if you don't receive something within 2 weeks, call us. We're here 24/7 despite what the website says.
Oh, okay, cool.
You will get better service if you call within those hours, but you won't speak to somebody who works overnight. But there is somebody here if you need somebody overnight.
Got it. Okay, are we good here? Or do you need anything from me for the reship?
You are good. I've gone ahead and reshipped that, processed a reship for that. So that will come separately from your regular shipment. They did send your first full set of issues to the warehouse on the 4th, so a couple days ago. So that should be shipping out.
I guess I'm confused. What did you reship then?
I reshipped your first set, the two issues with the print pack, magazine, poster, and issues 1 and 2.
You're saying the first one after that already went to the warehouse.
Yes, so it was sent to the warehouse on the 4th because you should have gotten that by now. Sorry that you didn't, but we have sent a reship request.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to ask, when I first signed up for this, I hope this doesn't sound weird. When I first signed up for this, I was talking to somebody on the online chat, actually, somebody from Eagle Moss.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, but to be honest with you, it seems kind of expensive. And they said, after you get the first one, you should call in and tell them that you were told to request a 20% discount.
Oh, my.
Is that ringing any?
Yeah, but you know what happened with that? If somebody went on Facebook and told a bunch of people, if you call Eagle Moss and complain, they'll give you a 20% discount, and they discontinued that at the end of March because of that.
Oh. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Messed it up for everybody. Somebody went on a Facebook group, and then we just got inundated with calls, and the company told customer service no more 20% discounts.
Okay, well, in that case, then while I've got you on the phone, let's just go ahead and cancel the whole thing then. I was actually counting on that from a budget perspective.
I understand.
I'm sorry, I should have asked you that question before you did the reship. Sorry about that.
Bear with me just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I'm just getting this escalation sheet filled out because I need them to try to wipe your shipment that was sent to the warehouse. Because
understood.
If it's not wiped, then that'll have to be returned, and hopefully we can nip that in the bud.
Yeah, this was kind of a perfect storm because it sounds like had the other shipment shown up when it was supposed to, I'd have been in before the end of – oh, no, you said the end of March, actually, so no – It's funny. Apparently, whoever I was talking to didn't know that because it was April when I was talking to them, and they said, yeah, ask for it.
I don't know if it was the end of March. I'm trying to think. Let me look at the actual update. I can give you the date that went into effect where we were told that
honestly,
we were getting
really
trouble.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter unless there's a path you can request that through some supervisor or something. The end result
there may
be, the same.
But she's not here today. I mean, she was here until 4, but she's left for the day. She'll be back tomorrow. That's why I'm filling out this escalation.
Okay.
Just a moment. It was... Okay, 4/27, excuse me, end of April.
In that case, yeah, I would have been in time if the first order had shown up in time.
Just wish you had called when it shipped because that's all they needed to do is wait for it to ship.
Well, I actually did. Well, I didn't call. I emailed and I got an answer back from somebody who said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It'll get to the post office soon." Yeah, from Jasmine at Eagle Moss Customer Service.
She is an overnight.
The package
person.
Is on its way to the carrier, and we will update it once it arrives. That was about 6 days ago.
And she should have said, if you don't receive it by this date, please give us a call so we can reship it.
Yeah, not to slam Jasmine, but no, that's not on there.
Just a moment. I'm still here with you. I'm just getting this typed up.
Oh, no worries. No worries. I can hear the keyboard. It's all good.
All right. Bear with me just another moment.
Mm-hmm.
Where my computer wants me to punch it in the face. Okay.
Trust me, I work in IT support. I know the feeling.
My husband's thinking about getting a job in that field. I don't know if he'll like it, though. I think he likes to be outside more.
Yeah, that's it's kind of a geek field.
Oh, he's a geek, but he also likes to go kayaking and hiking. So I think he just gets tired of sitting in front of the computer.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got that escalated.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to discuss this with Emily in the morning. Let's see. Is the number that you're calling from the best one to reach out to you on?
Yes, ma'am. That's my cell phone.
Okay. 360-536-1775. All right. So once Emily gets here tomorrow, she works from home for the first part of her shift and then comes in the afternoon. So after I go over this issue with her, I will reach back out to you and let you know if it is a cancellation or if we were able to apply a 20% discount. So until tomorrow.
Perfect. And then what time zone are you guys in?
I'm in Central.
Okay, so we're a couple hours, but no big deal. Perfect.
Right, so I definitely won't call you super early.
Yeah, because it is a Friday.
Right, well, just it's 6 in the morning when I start my shift, so
yeah.
Don't want to do that.
Thank you so much for one, trying, and two, understanding. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I apologize for the issue. I wish I'd spoken to you like a couple weeks ago, then we'd be straight. But I do thank you for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss, and I'll be following up with you tomorrow after I speak to the head of customer service for Eagle Moss.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. You take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.